Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Serious things are happening every day, folks, since the coup. Serious stuff. And you may feel like things are spiraling out of control. You look around and you hear the stuff that's going on. The Chinese are now back on our grid because Joe Biden sold out. He's bought and sold. Chairman Xi of China runs America. Joe Biden just recently said he's going to reinstitute 5G. You know, he wants it to be bigger because poor black people need it. They need their appliances to be smart. Well, you know who controls 5G technology, right? If you don't, let me explain it. The Chinese. Donald Trump made sure that American companies were going to make this switch into the Chinese, into that market. He took China off our electric grid, and I could go on. Joe Biden changed it all. As he acts like he's the guy running the country. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Just want to explain to you, it seems like, you know, you wake up every day and there's something fresh. Let me tell you, the Democrats want to get rid of the filibuster so they can pass as much money as they want in the next 2 years as they possibly can. The largest money grab in the history of the world is occurring right before your very eyes, right under your noses. And sadly, President Trump fell for it. He started it with $4 trillion, give or take, going into this ruse of the Wu flu. The Wu flu is the reason why you may one day not have actual currency. You'll have a government-issued amount of currency that they can control. If you don't conform, they will cut off your card, your ability to access funds. Maybe you'll have to get a shot in order to exercise your right to spend money. They'll let you earn it, but they won't let you keep it, or they'll tell you how to spend it. They will know every place you put your dollar. We see these bitcoins and ethereums and all these other cyber currencies. Don't be surprised if there's a government agency that tries to consolidate it or regulate it in some kind of way. That's what they do. It's going to get really interesting. I know how it feels because we get up every day and we got to go look through the news and hear what's going on. Right now, Matt Gaetz is accused of being a sex trafficker. I don't know whether it's true or not. I don't believe it. But he's going to fight for his political life. Why? Because he was one of the most staunch pro-Trump guys on the planet. And the left, when you're that, they want to make an example of you. Well, what are you? Are you staunchly pro-Trump? Were you happy with the job that he did? While you look at Matt Gaetz' situation, ask yourself, will they come after me? I've already given you the answer. They're coming after you. You haven't been called out by name, but you have been called out by commonality. If you voted for Donald Trump, the 80 million people, the left is coming to get you. They're coming to get your money. They're going to give away your money to somebody who doesn't earn it, who's not a productive member of society. And they're going to make you feel guilty when you don't want to give that money to Jaquan as part of universal basic income in Oakland, California. They want you to be mad. The left want to create this situation between the haves and the have-nots. And that in-between, that limbo group, that's the one that they're really concerned with. That's most of us. They want us to be mad at the people that are taking our money. I'm mad at them. I'll tell you right now. When they tell me somebody's going to get a money just for being born, I'm like, well, shouldn't their parents do that? Nobody's handing me money because I had four sons. I took care of them. Take care of your kids. My brother's raising his grandkids right now. He's not looking for universal basic income. He's working. That's what he does. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Shaw, Jen Shaw, was arrested on Tuesday for alleged money laundering and defrauding hundreds of elderly people in a telemarketing scam. Now, why do I bring this up? Because I want you to understand that leftism ultimately eats its own. It's only temporary that these people stay in charge. Because leftism fails. Every time. This lady, Jen Shaw, represents the rich housewives. And I don't want to make it political. I don't know most of their politics. But here's what I do know. If you're willing to go on TV and denigrate your family and your friends, all because you want to be seen as, look at my lifestyle. It's called the Real Housewives now. It used to be the Rich Housewives, wasn't it? But the Real Housewives. But take your pick. Is it ordinary women? Or is it women living in mansions and, you know, going out to parties and cocktail things all the time and buying lavish clothes and, you know, events that you and I don't even dream of going to for the most part? Anyway, they said her alleged victims weren't the only ones that were faked out, so were Bravo fans. A 47-year-old breakout star quickly became notorious for her flamboyant fashions and her friendship faux pas, both equally loud on season one of the latest entries of the Real Housewives franchise. It is the Real Housewives, I guess. I thought it was Rich. Maybe I was thinking Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. However, the $3.9 million Salt Lake City rental she grandly passed off as Shaw Ski Chalet actually never belonged to Shaw. Instead, the 9,420-square-foot home featured on the show is owned by Texas-based real estate rental company Univesco, which is under the LLC company RJW Capital Investors. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because she's representative of the left. She's living off of other people's money, older people that she's bilked out of money through a telemarketing scheme. Then she fronts about her lifestyle for the world to see, and she proudly displays it, knowing that she hasn't earned it or anything. That, my friends, is leftism. Now they know. So she's being indicted, and her world is about to cave in on her. That is what I said earlier. Leftism doesn't succeed. Conservatives don't try to take advantage of people. Leftism does, and then it fails miserably. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, this is a story. Whoa! Is this Hillary Clinton's mother? Police say a man found a decomposed body in his dead mother's freezer as he was clearing out her New York apartment. Holy mother of Chappaqua! I'm just saying. Boy, you sure this wasn't Chelsea's husband cleaning out Hillary's old little place that she got on the side up in New York? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This story is, file this under bizarre. This happened a while back. It was in the New York Daily News. They said he found the body in a chest freezer that had been sealed with duct tape. The Hamilton Heights building's superintendent says investigators told him the body appeared to have been stored for over 10 years. Yeah, this is a man's world. Do, 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 do. It's a man's world. Do, 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 do. Unless you live with this chick. Whoa. 844-551-8255. Hey, fellas, I hope you have a good woman. I watch these shows. What's this show called? I don't know, where the women like snapped. It's called Snapped. And the women all snap at something. This woman snapped. I don't know what old boy said. I don't know if she was going through his phone, caught him on the internet, looking up something he shouldn't have been, but whatever it did, she killed him and put him in a freezer for 10 years. The super says the deceased tenant was pleasant, but never allowed workers into the apartment. Now we know why. Wow. That's a heck of a story. Anyway, there was another one that I wanted to talk about a while back. It was a girl. Her name is Karen Ataya, a Washington Post opinion editor. And she sent out a series of tweets attacking Trump supporters and saying, white women are lucky. Black people are not calling for revenge. And the writer of this article says, could this be real? Did an opinion editor for WAPO publish such an incendiary statement against white women? Hey, white women, is this thing on? Hello, hello, white women, white women, white women. I want my echo to not be heard. Yes, later that same night she deleted the tweets, but this is exactly how she feels along with many of her colleagues. He writes, in the age of cancel culture and open hate for anyone supporting President Donald Trump, these types of comments are applauded by the left. It didn't matter that her statement had an underlying threat to women. Of course, she is one. Why? Because women who support Trump, or for that matter, women who are white, must pay a heavy price for ancestors, historical events, and anything else that Ataya and the left deem offensive. Moreover, Ataya listed historical and racial incidents she believes white women are responsible for. She did so knowing that these tweets would be associated with the Washington Post. The guy writes, this type of offense should be a fireable offense. She wasn't fired, by the way. I want you to understand how crazy the world is. I've talked to you guys many times about the open racism that exists today, and there's no pushback. If you push back, you're racist for pushing back against the racism against you, or if you're a black person pushing back against the racism against white people, well, you know. Do I really need to tell you what I get called? It was a threat. Says you should be happy black people are not calling for revenge. Well, let me tell her who should be happy. The Democratic Party should be happy. Because once people know what this party is about, and what, I mean, look, I've been saying this for a long time. I've been doing this a long time. When the Democrat Party, if they were to stop doing what they're doing and just really tell the truth and fess up, game over. Nobody would vote for them, but they won't do it because this type of stuff is what they love doing. They love this. They love that they created these people like this Ataya chick who believes white women are as bad as white men. I mean, really, in the scheme of things, as long as those white women, you know, in other words, if you're not on their side, they're against you. If you're on their side, you're a sister. Bad, you know, in arms. Remember that chart we did where it talked about if the more woke you are as a white person, the better, the more they accept you. So you have to be a white traitor or something along those lines. It's amazing. It says reporters and opinion writers are stoking division in the U.S. and creating resentment among people. Their bosses have failed to hold them accountable, much like liberal leftist Democrats have failed to hold those destroying cities accountable for their actions. Have you watched what's happening? No discussion of what's going on in Portland. Do you know what they did in Portland the other day? They said, we want to tear down Starbucks because this is where it started, and Starbucks being a capitalist company, tear them down. Can you believe that? Look, I have no love lost for Starbucks and their stupid antics, but as a business, I support that they employ thousands of people. Baristas, I don't look. If you are a person wearing tattoos, earrings, you got, you know, something, you know, keep spreading your lip or spreading your earring lobe. You know what Starbucks does? It hires you. I applaud them for that. They look beyond all these other things and they say, come work for us. If you want to put in the time, you want to, you know, what I mean, I don't care what their corporate culture is. I mean, other than I would like for them to just shut the heck up about all these different issues, like they can help blacks or, you know, the, like when they wanted to hire Muslims over veterans. Big backfires because they want to show they're woke. They want a virtue signal how great of a corporation they are. You know what? You had a great idea. You're taking 20 cents of coffee. You're selling it for $5 or more. Enjoy that. Isn't that enough? You made people millions and millions of dollars. Stockholders. You know, you've given thousands of jobs to people that probably wouldn't work elsewhere or wouldn't be happy. I'm going to talk about Starbucks in a good light. If you get these kids that think that they're counterculture and they go find a job that they really enjoy, good for them. But don't turn them into social justice warriors or a bunch of other stuff. Just let them enjoy their lives. But guess what? Antifa and those guys, no. They're going to jump you. Because they got to get into this cancel culture. Anyway, Tyra wrote this. The lies and tears of white women hath wrought. The 1921 Tulsa massacre, murder of Emmett Till, exclusion of black women from feminist movements. 53% of white women voted for Trump. White women are lucky that we are just calling them Karens and not calling for revenge. Wow. I tell you, the worst kind of racists are leftists.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News. The Major League Baseball season is underway. The Dodgers open defense of their World Series title with an 8-5 loss to the Rockies. The defending AL champion Tampa Bay Rays blank the Marlins 1-0. A state is taking action against big tech.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to political views. Senate Bill 12 was sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us. It needs to be an open exchange of ideas.
The bill would apply to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. It would require companies to, among other things, create an appeals process. The bill now moves on to the State House. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cuomo's hanging in there, man. Woo! That old Andrew Killer Cuomo. But he's in more trouble. They found out that he, I don't know, put himself in line for vaccines. To be honest with you, I can't imagine any of these people wanting to get vaccines. But getting meds, maybe? Like hydroxychloroquine or Z-Pax or whatever they had to do in order to make sure they were going to survive. Let me put it this way. All these leftist governors and these leftist so-called leaders, you can bet they were feathering their nest in every possible way with this Wu Flu scamming they could. And while Cuomo's killing other people's parents and grandparents, he's making sure his family's taken care of. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a bit of an old clip, but, because Cuomo's got multiple things going. He's got three hassles now brewing simultaneously, and the left have gone out on a serious limb because this guy is vindictive beyond belief. He is a bully and a belligerent. This is why he's gotten away with being a sexual predator for so long. He's like Harvey Weinstein. Cuomo should just come out in a robe in public with a jock strap and then say to the audience listening, hey, don't make me open my robe. Don't make me do it. Oh, you want it? Okay. Because let me tell you, he is that kind of guy. Oh, he dresses up in a suit and tie, but he when he wants to wield his power, he makes sure you know it in no uncertain terms. He's like an Adam Schiff. But he's more powerful. See, Adam Schiff is one little Weasley dude. Where is he, by the way? Has he gotten COVID? Where is Adam Schiff? What demise is he plotting these days? Anyway, Cuomo is Adam Schiff on steroids because he's one of the two positions that if I was going to run for public office, these are the two I would want. Governor or president. That's it. I want the power of life and death. But guys like him, that it's in their birthright because his dad, Mario, was the guy. He got it next. Don't think Chris Cuomo doesn't think he's in next in line. It's like royalty. They think they're the New York royal family, the Cuomos. Mafioso Italianos. They got everybody scared to death. But the Democrats have come out and said, hey, let's do something here. Let's get rid of this Gestapo. You know you got to be bad when your own people say, man, let's do it. Do you remember the Al Capone scene in the Untouchables where he bludgeons the dude with a bat? Yeah. That's what somebody's trying to do to Cuomo, only they keep missing. He's an elusive target. Anyway, let's play this clip. That we're now up to 8 women that have accused him, and this is an actual staffer that's on staff now. What is she? This girl is probably getting paid right now. Here it is.
With her accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and this time
She is a current aide of the governor. So how is his office responding? Alex Hogan is in New York City with all the details on this. Hi, Alex.
Hi, David. As you mentioned, this is the eighth woman to come forward. She, as you mentioned again, is the first person to come forward with these accusations while she currently works for the governor. A lot of the people we've seen have been former aides, but she currently is an employee. Her name is Alyssa McGrath, and she gave her account to the New York Times detailing some of the behavior that she reported in this article. She accuses the governor of staring, making inappropriate or suggestive remarks, and, of course, comments on her looks, something her lawyer responded to, quote, "This would be unacceptable behavior from any boss, much less the governor." The governor has repeated that he did nothing wrong, but he did apologize for making anyone uncomfortable. Cuomo's attorney responding to this report saying the governor has greeted men and women with hugs and a kiss on the cheek, forehead, and hand. Yes, he has posed for photographs with his arm around them. Yes, he uses Italian phrases like ciao bella. None of this is remarkable, although it may be old-fashioned. Now, for weeks, critics have continued to speak up, calling out the governor for some of these actions, either calling for his impeachment or his resignation. Now, more lawmakers are speaking out today.
Women are finally feeling comfortable and coming out in this after decades of not feeling comfortable. However, the clear illegality is in the nursing home scandal.
More than 15,000 New Yorkers died in nursing homes. Tomorrow, some of their family members will gather for a memorial in Brooklyn. Meanwhile, there will be two separate rallies today. One will take place at Washington Square Park. A group of people there demanding that Cuomo be impeached. Meanwhile, about an hour later, a completely separate rally will take place, and that's for supporters of the governor, people who say they do not want the governor to step down, and that will take place outside of his New York City office later today.
They want him out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Get out of here, Andrew Killa. And it's lingering. With everything that's going on, it's still lingering. I'm really curious where this one ends up. I don't care. I mean, I want him gone. I think he's a scourge. I think all Democrats are scourge. I want them all gone. It's what they are. Lying scumbags. And Cuomo, whew. Man, I can only imagine if you get on that dude's bad side. A company. Look, we all, as conservatives, we live in fear. Most conservatives, you know, I've talked to some pretty amazing folks, big-time business owners, and the bigger you get, the more you have to lose, the scarier it is for them, man. Now, Kevin, listen up. We love working with you, but listen, let's make sure that we're very careful that this thing doesn't go political and all this. Which, by the way, none of it should. My opinion about a product should have nothing to do with my politics. There are things that I like that leftists make that should have zero to do with my politics or their politics. For example, if Nike didn't make a satanic shoe and wasn't supporting the killing of police officers and crime in black and essentially condoning crime in black neighborhoods, I'd be more willing to support them. But they have to make a statement. Why don't they just make tennis shoes that don't offend anybody? I've never seen a company that said, let's make a satanic shoe so we can offend all the Christians. If you were on Nike's board, wouldn't you want people fired over that? And you use a gay rapper who goes and does a, what do they call it? A lap dance for Satan in his video. Wow. I'd like to be at the next stockholder meeting for that deal. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about Cuomo. They got worse for him because the White House made a comment, and they're not going to provide some cover. Here's what they said.
Let me ask you about Governor Cuomo of New York. I know you said you want the investigation to continue. If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes. I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
But How about right now? You said you want the investigation to continue. You saw Chuck Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, majority of the congressional delegation don't think he can be an effective governor right now. Can he serve effectively?
Well, that's a judgment for them to make about their state where they can be effective. Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happens. And by the way, it may very well be. There could be a criminal prosecution that is attached to it. I just don't know. But let the investigation. And I'm not. I don't know what it is. But I start with the presumption. It takes a lot of courage for a woman to come forward. Some are not. Anyway. It takes a lot of courage to come forward. So the presumption is it should be taken seriously. And it should be investigated. And that's what's underway now.
Wow, creepy, sleepy Joey Demento commenting about Cuomo. Cuomo's got to be pretty upset about that. Given that Joey Demento has a case of his own out there looming with Tara Reid. Remember how that got swept under the rug? You think it comes back up? I bet you Cuomo never believed in his heart of hearts that he would be dealing with this is an issue. He thought he was done. He thought, you know, I'm good to go. Unbelievable. Criminal prosecution. Ouch. Presumption of innocence. They should be taken seriously. No cover provided. Nancy Pelosi essentially said the same thing of Cuomo. Nope, we're not going to give any cover. Well, you know, these are serious.
These are serious issues, and we've got to address these things. I mean, yeah.
I can't do a good Nancy Pelosi yet, but I'm working on it. Wow. Here's what I want to know. What did he do? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? And who decided his time was up? I'm curious. He's hanging in there, though, and I will tell you, I'm going to talk about him again here in a second, because it's worth noting how he has the staying power. I want you to understand the level of power he has to be able to maintain, because, and I know there's a lot of other things out there, and we'll talk about some of it here, but how's he hanging in there?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before I get to the latest of the Cuomo sexual chocolate accusers. I'm sexual chocolate. That was my karaoke name. I want to talk a little bit about him fighting for his political career and the very not so clever way that he's going about doing it. It's really interesting. It's very predictable. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I talked about the investigation into him and that he's been thrown to the wolves, but he hangs around. They can't seem to get rid of him. And now he's got this very predictable ploy because it's pretty much, you know, play to the masses. Be a Caesar. And give people the fights, the gladiators, the blood sports. And in this particular case, the blood sport is a hot button of legalization of marijuana. And what's interesting about Cuomo is how he uses it and just comes off as like, look, we have an opportunity here to blah, blah, blah. And you have to hear the way he describes it so that you really understand that it's less of a, I mean, yeah, he wants the revenue, and he's placating the drug base of the drug culture, if you will, of New York. But it's, I mean, for me, it's clearly a political move. But I'll let you be the judge. Here's a clip.
We have passed the point of legalized cannabis. It's in New Jersey. It's in Massachusetts. To say we're going to stop it is not an option. It is here. The only question is, do we regulate it here? Do we gather the revenue here? Or do we have people driving to New Jersey, which is right there, or to Massachusetts if you're in the northern part of the state? But it is here. This year, we have to get it done. And getting it done by the time the budget is passed is essential. We are close, but we've been close before. This is getting it over the goal line. And those last few inches tend to be the toughest. But that's a top priority. Public safety reforms are a top priority.
So New York is past the point of discussion. Welcome back, everybody. The science is in on this. No studies needed. I mean, we've got all the data. Or as they say in New York, the data. We got all the data around this. So New York cannot go any longer because New Jersey has legalized it. Massachusetts has legalized it. To say we're going to stop it is ridiculous. What he's essentially saying is we can't do anything. We can't control what people do police. You know, we can't police this. We can't protect you from drugs, so we might as well let it happen. That's like saying we can't protect you from thugs, so let's just let it happen. That's kind of what Chicago's done. As I said, it's a gladiator sport. Pick your gladiator. In this case, it's drugs. But what about crime in Chicago? You know what Lori Lightfoot has essentially said, and Rahm Emanuel before her, and Daley before her, before him. They've essentially said, we can't do anything about crime, violent crime in neighborhoods, so, you know, we might as well embrace it. Do we regulate it here? Or do we, you know, get the revenue? Or do we let them go over there and get it? That's essentially what he's saying. See, in the old days, if there was drug trafficking like that, you would just go to jail. For the record, I don't have a dog in the fight on marijuana. I've never used it, never will. I don't use drugs. And so if somebody wants to indulge, indulge. But I do think we need to understand the ramifications. We claim there's a war on drugs. Well, we've legalized marijuana. What's next? Do we legalize meth? Again, I don't have a dog in the fight. There are people that would convince you that meth is okay. You know, meth was started to keep people working. It was a drug in Asia, created because it kept you working. It made you tweak. You didn't do things right necessarily, but you could go for a long time. They used it during the war because soldiers needed to stay alert. They were a little quirky. Maybe had a few, you know, schizoid. I mean, can you imagine being on meth? The lack of sleep, the amount of time you wouldn't sleep, what that does to the body. Then you come back and go into general population with PTSD on top of all that. Cocaine was used for that reason. Marijuana. Traumatic situations apparently lead to drug use. I've never had that kind of trauma in my life that I felt I needed drugs. Even the death of my mom, it happened early. But I don't think even if it had been, you know, in my formative years, I would have taken drugs. But the point is, I don't have a dog in a fight, but here's what I can tell you. I watched the documentary on what was his name? He was a comedian that did, his act was Pratt's, you know, like all kinds of Jonathan the Magnificent or something. Functioning heroin addict for decades. I watched a special about him, and he says, the reason why you don't hear more about me is because I'm proof that you can function on heroin. That was the whole thing of the piece. He could function on heroin. There are people that function on these drugs. Do they function at the best in their ability? I don't believe so. I believe God was really amazing in designing the human body. And he did it to perfection. You release endorphins when you need to, and you know you don't when you don't. And occasionally we may need to regulate, but we can do that with rest and surrounding ourselves with the right people and finding peace in ways that leftists don't really understand. But anyway, what cracks me up about Cuomo, he says, well, this is the year we got to make this happen. Let's get it over the goal line. And he uses the old football analogy. And then he says this. This is what's most critical to me. He says, this is a top priority. But then he says something after that. You remember? Think about this. Legalization of drugs is a top priority for the governor of New York. It isn't lessening the number of deaths. It isn't getting his economy back recovered because of what he did with Wu Flu. It isn't recompense for the people that he killed, because he's a killer, remember? It's none of those. That's not the top priority for him, are drugs, legalization of drugs. But he said something else.
Public safety reforms are a top priority.
There it was. New York is going to be much safer. Oh, for black folks, why? Because they passed a bill. I don't know if you guys saw this. Cops are now going to be able to be personally responsible for the things that they do. It's no longer, you may still sue the city, but you can now go after the cop themselves, as if they need to do this. Right now in Minneapolis, Derek Chauvin is on trial for doing his job. And yeah, the city's already paid out $27 million for the death of a thug by the name of George Floyd, so high on stuff that who knows what would have killed him. He was a walking time bomb. $27 million, and a police officer fights for his life. And watch the video and tell me anything that you got a 6'8", 280-pound dude that you're asking, hey, look, you tried to pass a phony bill. We got to take you in. And he says no. And he's begging, no, please don't. Please. What do you want us to do? Eventually, the cops say, you're going in. And now New York says, hey, listen, if you do something to a perp, they can sue you. What do you think's going to happen? If you were a cop, do you engage? What a buddy of mine said, and our executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, Charles, he wrote a piece in City Journal, and he says, if you're a cop, you're going to be like the fire department. I will come after the scene. I will come do an analysis of the crime scene, but I'm not coming to stop any criminal. You're on your own. But those are the two priorities that he's talking about. Killer Cuomo is he's going to legalize drugs because he has to. And if New Jersey and Massachusetts legalize cocaine, well, he's going to have to legalize it. He's telling you, he can't stop it. And he's going to make sure that the cops can't do anything to anybody. And there's another jurisdiction where they won't even prosecute what they call low-level crimes. What do you think is going to happen, people? We live in crazy times. You would think it's April Fool's Day every day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.